Why do I want you to consider at some point in your life to own your own business? Again, I'm not telling you that you necessarily have to go out there and you have to put everything on the line. In fact, I'm telling you the exact opposite. I'm telling you to go out there with an idea, with a passion, and slowly, methodically, intelligently see if you can pursue your dream. And that's where hopefully I can help you. I'm also gonna highly recommend that you listen to a friend of mine. I haven't seen him for a while, but when it comes to money, I know a guy by the name of Dave Ramsey, Ramsey Studios. You may not always like what they tell you, but I will tell you this, that I followed his theories. I followed his ways from the time I was 22, 23, 24. And if you want like some just really basic details on how to maybe someday be successful, go there. Listen to him. You can always question him. You can always call in and talk to the people who are trying to give you good advice. But I'm just going to tell you that there's probably not anyone else out there that I know of over 30, 40 years who consistently says the same thing. And when you do it, I think you're going to be fairly happy. But today we're calling this podcast The $250,000 Waterfall. And why in the world do we want to talk about this when it comes to owning your own business? If you've listened the last couple of podcasts, you heard me talking about the $500,000 waterfall that then turned into a story about a $1 million waterfall. And you're probably either tired of waterfalls or you're wondering, what does a $250,000 waterfall look like? Well, the $250,000 waterfall was built in three different phases. One of the things that you remember me talking about is that when I could find out for my customers what their budget was, I could then pretty much circle around very easily to create what I think they wanted. Today we're going to talk about waterfalls just flowing into a lake. All right. And we learned many years ago about this amazing pre-filter pump station called a snorkel centipede by some amazing aquatic people up in St. Charles, Illinois, just west of Chicago. If you're ever going to work or consider putting a big waterfall into a lake, look up the snorkel centipede method. 25 years after I did this method, not once did my pumps ever struggle because of the amazing pre-filter that was there. However, if you're going to put in a $200,000 to $250,000 waterfall, my reason for putting it together was very simple. I wanted to be able to do a waterfall that if your budget was $90,000, and you were wanting to go, say, 200 feet out of a koi garden down to your lake. If you wanted to go 200,000, and if you wanted to go a quarter of a million or $300,000, we created a waterfall that had three different themes. The first section of the waterfall, coming right out of the koi garden, was humongous boulders, very large boulders. Boulders that were almost a half a ton to a ton each. Okay? Doesn't take much. A cubic yard of stone is about 3,000 pounds. But then we flowed that section into a second section that didn't have near as large a boulders, but still had primarily lined with weathered fieldstone boulders of fairly large size. We then took the third section closest to the lake before it jumped over a really pretty massive waterfall, and that we did more with smaller stone, a lot of field bed gravel, okay, a lot of cobblers, a lot of. So basically, if you said to me, John, hey, we've got a 220-foot distance from our house to the lake, and we would like this whole thing in a beautiful stream, blah, 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 then I could give you two options or three options. Okay, great, yes, wonderful, but why are we talking about this today, and what's this have to do with my business someday? When you're owning your own business, you're going to have the opportunity to hire some amazing people. So today, that amazing guy I want to tell you about is Jerry Tipton. Jerry Tipton was a gentleman I heard about here in Evansville because everybody said this guy can build great waterfalls. To prove it, I went to Henderson, Kentucky, went to Deaconess Hospital, and saw exactly what everyone was talking about. Sure enough, Jerry Tipton had built the behind Deaconess Hospital, okay, in Henderson. If you get over there, you gotta see this waterfall. Jerry Tipton built a large, large waterfall coming down three or four different tributaries, massive amounts of stone. And when I saw this thing running, I realized Jerry was the kind of guy that I wanted to hire, and I wanted him to build my waterfalls. So, I don't know exactly how we worked it out, but Jerry worked for me for a number of years, and he was the best of the best. So much better than anybody else in the city of Evansville. And ultimately, Jerry finally found another job of his dreams where he became so good at understanding the type of pump you would need to, say, you wanted 50,000 gallons of water coming out of the very top of your waterfall that's got a vertical climb of maybe 25, 35, 45 feet, and it's 200 feet up. Okay, or 200 feet long. Jerry was a master of figuring out what size pump you needed to be able to have 50,000 gallons coming out of the top. Okay, you would probably possibly need to start with something that's around 75,000 gallons, and after friction loss and a little bit of elevation, okay. Jerry became a marvelous pump salesman for another company here in town after he and I, party company. But first thing I did when I hired Jerry was, hey, can you build me this waterfall at my house going into my lake so that as I talked to my customers and I determined what their budgets were, I could then take them to my house and they could look at this waterfall and decide what size waterfall and how much they wanted to spend going into their lake. Our business's lake or whatever. Okay, here's the cool part. Because I owned my own business, because I was able to find stone at a amazing price, because I would go directly to the quarries where they were digging this stone out, because I knew a little bit about the EDPM rubber and this and that, and I had an amazing architect, so to speak. This backyard I keep talking about has a waterfall that's probably going to be priced somewhere between 200 and 250,000. But what was my cost for me to build a waterfall of that magnitude? I've always told you I was a little frugal. So by the time I paid Jerry and a few of my employees that worked with him, and I think it took him maybe a couple of weeks or something, because I was able to find my material directly from the quarry, because I was able to get the EDPM liner and all of that. We not only were able to build this thing for about $25,000, We were even able to take and tee it off to where I was able to create a pretty cool water slide of almost 150 feet with 16,000 to 18,000 gallons an hour that people, including my sons, could slide down. If I didn't own my own business, and if I didn't do the research of aquatics for many, many years, I didn't have the connections of the quarries and realize where I could get all my stone, I could never have afforded, or would I have ever spent the money to have what we have today in this backyard I keep talking about. You see, owning your own business gives you the freedom to go out, take some time, find the best builders in the world, pay them good, find materials at a fraction of the cost that you would pay retail or even wholesale. And the next thing you know, you've got a pretty cool waterfall coming out of a pretty nice koi garden that if I want to just flip a switch, I now can allow people, if they have their own rafts, because it's kind of hard without the raft, to then slide into the lake. I only could do this because I own my own business that allowed me the time, the patience, the respect for individuals to build this, and the research to figure out how, instead of paying 10 times what I could have paid, I didn't have to. I just paid a fraction. But then I was able to sell multiple waterfalls in southern Indiana by people who came to my house and began to see what type of waterfall they could afford. Many people wondered, why are you building this three different ways? It doesn't make sense until they realized, oh, yes, okay, if the guy's budget is only $70,000, he's not going to be able to afford the humongous boulders, right? But he can still have the 200-foot waterfall, just over a different type of stone. So, the million-dollar waterfall, it should have been. The $500,000 waterfall that actually was created, the $250,000 waterfall that I'm still fairly happy with, and then the $25,000 that it took to get there. And now, you know, if you got the right size pump, it can just be a part of your backyard. Owning your own business, having the time, having the ability to do all the things we're talking about gives you a product that may be worth six, seven, eight, nine, 10 times what it costs you to put in. So, just another good reason why owning your own business and having some duplicated individuals that give you the ability to not just dwell on what you may do well, but also to speak highly of a gentleman by the name of Jerry Tipton. I still, about once a year, we make contact with each other, and he still asks how things are going, and I tell him we're still moving in the right direction. Let's talk about some of the crazy things that I've done that I'm not necessarily ashamed of, but they need to be told so that those of you out there who think that owning your own business is always going to be easy and you're always going to have success, let me tell you a story about a Keyway. I wanted to build a lake. And a lake is just another form of aquatics, right? A lake really seems pretty simple. You just get a big old bulldozer and you make sure that you have plenty of drainage going into the lake, you know, watershed, I think is what they call it. And you have to kind of do a little bit of research on how much watershed do I need to keep a 1.5 to 2 acre lake going, right? And it all kind of made sense. You buy the bulldozer, you dig the big hole, you know, try to make some nice edges on it, and really that should be all you need. Isn't that kind of what we've done a million times on this planet in the last 500 years? The more research though I did, the more I kept hearing about something called a keyway. And the keyway is under the dam, and it's really damn important that you do the keyway right. In other words, if I've got a good keyway, my water is never going to drain outside of or underneath my dam. So I tell you all the time about research, research, research. And the more I researched about the keyway, the more I realized that, okay, yes, I can buy a bulldozer. I'm not going to spend $250,000 for it. You could, back in the day, you could buy a used bulldozer for $20,000, $25,000, big enough to build your lake. But the more I read about the keyway, the more I realized that, you know what, I don't think, John, you are quite prepared to put in the keyway that may keep this lake full for 50, 100, 200, maybe 300 years. So, as I've told you before, I think it's now time I get an expert in keyways. And sure enough, I found a gentleman who built lakes, and in fact, my relative on my wife's side was a worker of. And so the next thing we know, I now am comfortable helping this gentleman build my lake. And he has his bulldozer, and I've got my bulldozer. And he's, you know, we've got our, what do you call those things? Oh, yeah, backhoe. We had a backhoe. We had a couple of tractors. And it was kind of neat that now I get to build my lake with the help of an expert. Again, when I can except the fact that there's certain things I'm not very good at and I can ask for some help, then we all win, correct? But I got to tell you this story about the day the keyway swallowed me up. It was a Saturday, and we had made some really good progress on this keyway. Look it up. Keyways are basically this. You're going to cut a really wide area, maybe 15 feet deep, maybe 8 to 10 feet wide, you know, and the entire length of your dam, and then you're going to fill this thing up with some really good clay-like material. And I decided this particular day, and I'm sure if you've heard this story again, I don't want to bore you, but long story short, I had my bulldozer, and I was digging the keyway, and all of a sudden, because of maybe some moisture I wasn't prepared for, my bulldozer starts to get stuck. Well, you know, no big problem. If my bulldozer is getting stuck, all I got to do is grab the other bulldozer, right? Keep mine going, and then I just push the other bulldozer with my bulldozer, or I, you know, attach a chain, I just pull the second bulldozer out with the first bulldozer. And it was a Saturday, so everybody who was working for me was not there that day. Well, guess what? I didn't just get one bulldozer stuck in the keyway. I now had two bulldozers stuck in the keyway. And, you know, there wasn't this fear of, was the keyway going to collapse on my bulldozer? It was, oh my gosh, so now with two bulldozers stuck, can I now go and get my backhoe and take the backhoe? And can I now dig out the first bulldozer? The funny part was my wife came down to see if I wanted to go with the rest of the family to a really nice aquatic amusement park, but she could tell by my frustration that I probably wasn't going to go that day. Well, within about a half an hour, 45 minutes, I had the backhoe was now spinning its tires. And as it was spinning its tires, I was now counting one, two, three. In a matter of 3 hours, I had two bulldozers stuck. I had one backhoe stuck, and the only thing left was my John Deere tractor. Surely, I'm not going to try to dig out the backhoe with my John Deere tractor and then try to pull out that second bulldozer, which actually wasn't even mine, and then the first bulldozer. How does the story end? The story ends the same way the last waterfall ended. Luckily for me, I had some amazing employees. I had smart employees. All I needed to do was wait till Monday. Monday, okay, was going to be the day that now I had some help. Monday was now going to be the day that three other guys, actually four guys, because I wasn't even there when Dan did this. Dan Masterson, one of my main managers for a number of years, he just took four of the guys up. They all got on a piece of equipment. And within about a half an hour, all four pieces of equipment were out. John, you're good. We'll go and start working on another project right now. Wow, you guys in a half an hour took care of what I in 3 hours pretty much developed the quagmire of the Keyway. You're always going to make mistakes. You're always going to put yourself in a position, we'll call myself the turkey that day, whereby you have this incentive to try to get things done, but you don't realize how insignificant you are until you've got good people around you. Dan and three other guys showed me that as much as you may think you can do things by yourself, having good, competent people around you, not being afraid to call and say, hey, Dan, you want to hear an idiotic story about how I just put about, I don't know, 20 to 25 tons of equipment into a Keyway and they're all kind of there right now? I tell the story because, again, you're going to start a business, or you're going to be your own boss, or you're going to do your own thing. You're going to make mistakes. Hopefully, you're not going to make the mistake where, okay, yeah, what if the Keyway would have all fallen down into, and now we had to dig out, you know, 25 tons of equipment. Okay. No, it didn't go that bad, but I would be remiss I didn't tell you time and time again that you're going to make mistakes. You are human. Don't be afraid to admit those mistakes. Don't be afraid to accept the fact that none of us are perfect. And yeah, sometimes we like working alone, and sometimes we want to do the very best we can on our own. But then you realize how important it is to have friends and employees and can come and save your butt. So anyway, the story of the Keyway. I'm not sure if I have pictures of that or not, but God, it would have been a great drone shot. When you own your own business and you do it correctly and you can start out small enough that you can make mistakes after mistakes after mistakes that don't cost you a lot of money, you're going to be able to do amazing things someday. Again, what is your golf course? What is your dream? What is something that right now you're 20, 30, 35 years old, and man, when you are 60 or 65, this is where you want to be. That's what I think I can help you. Where I am is hopefully the teacher that can not just share the good stories, not just share with you the things I did right, but to me, a good teacher is the one that can admit the times I failed. I need to be as transparent on those as I was the times where I didn't. A good teacher, like a good coach, is going to be the person that reminds you through my own life story. Not going to have every day going well. Not every time you go out are you going to come back successful. And hopefully able to tell you that the mistakes that were made, most of the time, weren't necessarily costly, but you had to make sure you acknowledged the mistake and then didn't make the mistake again. It's those of you out there that keep repeating that same mistake over and over. Remember, the definition of insanity. You're doing the same thing over and over and over again, and you're expecting a different result.
You're going to make mistakes. And part of my promise to you as I started this podcast to hopefully teach you to someday have the empowerment and the control to dream exponentially, I have to tell you my mistakes. I want to share them with you so that if we ever meet, you don't have to worry about, is this guy normal? Oh, hell no, he's definitely not normal. He's definitely different. I can't teach you everything you need to know about owning your own business. I can share with you some people like Mr. Ramsey in Ramsey Studios that I can tell you that you may not like everything they say, but I followed their advice for about, I don't know, 30, 35 years, and maybe someday Dave and his daughter and Mark and those people that answer your phone calls and tell you the good, the bad, and the ugly of kind of where you're at, maybe someday they'll come and hit some golf balls with me. Who knows? But today, the dream I want you to have deals with sometimes our dreams are short-lived. Sometimes we dream of something by the end of this year, I want to have less girth. By the end of this year, I want to be able to spend a little time below the ocean looking for some stuff. But today is that opportunity where you've got a dream and it may take you 10, 20, 30, 40 years to get there. I can help you with that. I'm telling you the story about a gentleman by the name of Bobby Watson and him kind of every day inspiring me to do just a little bit more towards that final dream. That's what it's all about. You know, I love my God. I absolutely do love my country. I love my family because my family didn't laugh terribly bad when I had gotten four pieces of equipment all stuck in the same keyway. They snickered. My wife was kind enough to say, yeah, we'll talk with you later. And you know what? The people I love are the people that, you know, help me day in and day out, whether I know them or not. So go out there, find some people, trust them, love them, and maybe, just maybe, they'll help your 30-year dream. Have an empowering day.